Support for WAMC comes from the Wild Center, Tupper Lake, New York, presenting an exhibit, Planet Adirondack, featuring an interactive Earth showing how the world works, wildcenter.org/planet. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. The resilient Baltimore Orioles regained a share of the first place in the AL East, recovering from losing a 5-run lead to club the Yankees 10-6 at Camden Yards. The Orioles' 4-run first inning went unanswered until the 8th, when the Yanks began to show signs of a true first-place team, bringing in 5 runs. Baltimore returned the favor with 4 of their own in the bottom of the inning. Mets and Red Sox were both off yesterday. The Mets will host the Braves all weekend, Boston hosts Toronto, and the Yankees get 3 more in Baltimore. In U.S. Open play, defending champion and number 2 seed Novak Djokovic downed 2009 champion and number 7 seed Juan Martín Del Potro, 6-2, 7-6, 6-4 to move into the semifinals. The NFL is mourning the loss of Art Modell, who passed away from natural causes at the age of 87. Modell was among the most important figures in the NFL as owner of the Browns, but became a reviled figure in Cleveland after moving the team to Baltimore in 1996. That franchise shift is believed to be the reason he's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Modell also was the driving force behind the 1970 contract with ABC to televise games on Monday night. The NFL season gets into full swing on Sunday, with the Jets against the Bills, and the Patriots take on the Titans. While the NHL and the Players Association stay away from the negotiating table, discussions have taken place behind the scenes in an effort to restart talks as a lockout deadline looms. NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly and the NHLPA Special Counsel Steve Fear have discussed procedural details that could soon lead to a continuation of negotiations that broke off last week, perhaps as early as this upcoming week. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.